Sisters and brothers, at whose behest do we betray each other and ourselves? And why? Not at our own. We, until we are free, have ever been little heard from and less regarded. And we're going to be considering even by ourselves, to ourselves. Because of the problem, Alice Miller has been schooling us on our lack of an authentic self. Little heard from and less regarded, as Adam Smith said, and is true for infants, by the way, too. Plato, the architect in chief of all ethnic cleansings, in his capacity as advisor in chief to the global state statesmen who operate behind scenes, guides them in their installation of calcified class globally. It is a global totalitarian mission, creating quote unquote order, which is obviously just the opposite of that, as Proudhon will corroborate later on in today's show or next week's show. In their objective, what they tell themselves and us, that they are creating order, clearing the desk of the philosopher king so they can finally think, is what I suspect they tell themselves. That they tell themselves, reliving their early childhood torturing, that it's all we commoners' fault, their inability to be creative, to expand into their gifts, and finally create perfection on earth. The fault lies with our ugliness. They must wipe the slate clean, begin fresh, people the world with their perfect humans, as Hitler and Plato well before him said. Since reading it during our July 31st, 2016 show, it has been haunting me, Plato's dictum to make the canvas clean. None of the killing, dispossessing, and displacing of whole populations was happenstance. Or did this horror, this notion, this demonic plan come from us? The statesmen had and continue to have a plan, do these hidden power guys. And they hold up Plato's Republic as authority and as justification. And though we'll never read about it in the Times or sit and watch it discussed in television news analysis, as once we're moving to make our social arrangements, our eyes will never again be on them. And there will, of course, be no intermediary analyzing our lives. We will be talking to each other directly. Doesn't that make perfect sense? If we were not kept apart, separate, in our little separate boxes, we would have been talking about this a long time ago. So these hidden power guys meet in secret to make their malevolent agreements. They want, and they'll tell us this in sweetened language, to make an orderly world. They want, and this they'll never say to us, we commoners, to rewrite history and install themselves as rulers over us, present themselves as heroes, warriors, philosopher kings, and gods to conditioned citizens, as to make themselves seem worthy of being so treated. The world must be peopled only with the obedient, compliant human energy. What was done to them, they are doing to us, perhaps especially the secrecy of it. Staying hidden behind a variety of ruses, principally the economic, relying heavily on psychological manipulation of us, principally by utilizing the parents to instill obedience, as happened to them. They've made extensive use of us to realize their father's ambitions. We must ask ourselves again, Du Bois question, what price do we place on our freedom? And are we really here to service the neuroses of the minuscule few? to help them live up to their parents' depraved expectations, prove they are worthy of at last receiving their attention? That was rhetorical, that question. I posted a word beat using one of my son's beats called Rule by Hiding Truth to the My Son's Beats and Spoken Word page that carries a bunch of them. And I hope you will read that and check it out. And it addresses this question of pursuing the illusion of knowledge infinite, or that's the rationale for all the horror they have unleashed on us. Rule by Hiding Truth. I hope you check it out on the Word Beats or other audio pages. And I've also posted another Word Beat from last week's the show taped from recorded from home, an excerpt of that called Secret Killing, the Trump Card. So I hope you get a chance to listen to both.